I say, rejoice right where you are, in the car, I'm going to work, get rid of that sadness, get rid of that problem, get rid of whatever is holding you down, and have a God-blessed day. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Yeah, it's Friday, Friday night. It's a rejoicing Friday. Yeah.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice.
Double.
And then he tells us how and what things to meditate on so that we can maintain this heart of joy. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. And the God of peace will be with you. So he gives us the recipe here of how to maintain a heart full of joy, how to rejoice. What are we to meditate on? Things that are true. A lot of times we're plagued by things that are not true. So if we would just focus in, meditate on the things that are true. If it's not true, it's not for you.
Yeah.
If it's not the truth, it's not for you. It's nothing to plague your mind. It's nothing for you to continually meditate over. If it's not true, it's not for you. We're to meditate on the things that are true, things that are noble, things that are just, things that are pure, lovely, of good report, virtuous, praiseworthy. If we keep all these do's in our mind, we won't have time for the don'ts. If we're continually focusing our mental meditations on things that are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, of good report, virtuous, praiseworthy, we're not going to have time for the don'ts. We're not going to have time for the anxieties and such, because we're choosing to meditate and to make our way prosperous by the things, the seeds that we are allowing to cultivate in our mind. When negative thoughts arise, the Bible tells us exactly what to do. Cast it down. Cast down every argument, every imagination that rises against the obedience of Christ. If it's not true, it is not for you.
Meditate in the Word of God. And meditate how? Day and night. Because the Word of God is true. The Bible says, and this man who meditates in God's Word will be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of living water. And that tree will bring forth fruit in its season. What? And that tree, its leaves will not wither. And whatsoever, what the comparison said, he will be like this tree. And whatsoever he does, he will prosper. So it's wise for us on this Friday morning to have the joy of the Lord, and we get the joy of the Lord by meditating on the truth, by meditating in his word from Philippians. What an instruction. So if I meditate upon God's word, the joy of God will be in me. And I can omit all the negative things, because the word of God will cut out all negative stuff, all the things that will have my spirit cast down, and suck a life out of me. The word of God put life into me.
And that was Psalm 1 that Pastor was speaking, declaring Psalm 1. And going on in Psalm 1, verse 4, goes on to say, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. So they'll be blown away. You don't got to worry about the chaff.
The word stabilizes you, man.
And the chaff, think about what the chaff is. It's the outer appearance.
Yeah.
And a lot of times the enemy comes and brings fear through the outer appearance, but there's no real substance within it. So the word of God is substance. The word of God does produce. The Word of God does follow through. The Word of God is a seed. The Word of God is not the chaff. The Word of God is the seed, the producing parts, the weight, the meat of the seed. So the chaff is just the outer appearance that the wind drives away. So the ungodly are just like that.
Yeah, he's not so. The ungodly are not like the man that is planted by the rivers of living waters. That his soul is anchored in the Lord. David says, listen why David wasn't afraid. He says, the Lord is on my side. The Lord is the strength, what, of my life. Of whom shall I fear? That was David. That's why David never had fear. He says, David says, the Lord is my light, and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Think about it. He says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. And since he is my light, I know where to go. I can see my enemy because I have what? Light. God is my light. He's my salvation. He is my deliverer. Salvation means here to be delivered, to be set free. The Lord is my light, my salvation. He got that. Whom shall I fear? He says, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked and my enemies came upon me to eat up my flesh, guess what? David said they stumbled and they fall. Therefore, David conquers because of meditation on the Word of God.
And that where Pastor is right now is Psalm chapter 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. So look where he say, my heart shall not fear. My heart shall not fear. And if we cross-reference that where we started off, Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. So there's a peace of God that surpasses all understanding. That peace is the guard of our heart. It is the guard of our mind.
That make you not be afraid.
Because if it's not bringing peace, then it's not for me.
Yeah.
If it's not true, it's not for me. If it's not bringing peace, it's not for me. Because the Bible says a double-minded man
is unstable
in all his ways.
Yes.
So if you don't have peace with a decision, then you're being double-minded.
And not some ways. Mm-hmm. All his ways. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be polluted in everything. Because he's a what kind of man? Double-minded man. You can mind him. He's polluted. He can't do anything good. Because he's double-minded. He says this minute, and he gone off on something else the next minute. Man, you're double-minded.
And we've talked a lot this year about doing what is right for you. So we have to come to that. Okay, we get with God, we make a decision, what is right for me? And we can't allow other people to try to creep in double-mindedness with the words and such that they say. So we have to be at peace with our decision, whatever is right for us, because the torment comes in the double-mindedness.
Yeah.
So we must remain solid in our decisions. And when we're making godly decisions, doing what is right for us, the opinions of the masses does not matter.
Right.
As you and God, whatever that decision is you and God. The opinions of the masses does not matter.
Yeah, and I like that. When you make a decision, it is solid. Because it's a decision of what? Quality. So you don't second guess your decision. You make a solid decision. You're not double-minded. You don't go back on the decision that you made. It's a solid decision. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they make a solid decision. They went in a fiery furnace because they made a what kind of decision? They make a solid decision.
Unwavering.
Unwavering.
And God backed it up.
And backed it up. Daniel, make a solid decision that he is not going to bow to no image. He's only bowed to Almighty God and prayed to him. God backed him up.
And the motive of their decision was they feared God. So what was right by God?
Okay.
They chose their quality decision was led by what is right by God.
Yeah.
What does God say in this manner? Yeah. So when we can't do nothing against the truth, only for the truth. We can't do anything against the truth. Only for the truth. And the word of God is
the truth.
So when our decisions line up with Christ, with the word of God, then we're good. There's no regrets.
This says we're good to go. You good to go this morning if you let the word of God guide you. David again. Oh, you got to like David in his Psalms. In Psalms 119, David says, The word, thy word is a lamp and a light unto my path. The word of God, he says, may the word of God become a light unto the path that you take. Whatever path you take in, let the word guide you into it.
We want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle this Sunday at 10 a.m. Come on out. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy a special message recorded live at East Coast Christian Center.
Good morning, everybody. How are you doing today? Those you might be watching online, our Cocoa campus, Viera campus, right there in the avenues. I'd like to welcome you. Glad that you're here today. I hope you had, did everybody have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too. Just so much to be blessed for, and we're thankful for, right? We're blessed. I'm also thankful Pastor Dan let me speak on Thanksgiving weekend, which is what they give to the youth pastor or the kids pastor or the homeless guy, but none of them were available, so they asked me to come on Thanksgiving and speak, so I'm just thankful to be here. So I am blessed. Let me just tell you a story, okay? So we were at a conference down in Fort Lauderdale a couple years ago, and it's the first night of the conference, and they just randomly seat you at different tables, and there was about six people, three couples at each table. So we're just sitting there, and it's only about 250 people at the conference, so it's kind of small and intimate. And we were sitting there just going around the table, and it came to my turn, and they said, the couple across from me said, oh, so what do you do? I said, I'm a pastor of a church in Destin, Shoreline Church. You know, like I was a big deal or something. And we got to the other guy around the table, and he goes, oh, yeah, my name is Dave Green. I own Hobby Lobby. I said, which one? He says, all of them. All of them? Yeah, all of them. So we were sitting, it turns out we were sitting at the table with Dave Green and his wife, and then Bob Hoskins, who actually heads up One Hope, the founder of One Hope. I was like, how did this happen? We were eight people. How did we end up at this table? And it actually kind of reminds me of this series that we're finishing up today called The Blessed, talking about the Beatitudes. And so, because what I feel like that I experienced there was the favor of God. And when I read through the Beatitudes, that's what I see as God's favor. In fact, what I want to do right now, kind of wrap up this series, is I want to just read through all the Beatitudes real quick. Can you do that with me? If you want to pull out your Bibles. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 5. And here's how Jesus starts out. It says he got up and taught. And he says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Think about this. When we talk about favor, I want to read this through the lens of favor. Look at this one. If we read it through the lens of favor, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So if you just happen to be poor in spirit, you don't earn the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is yours. Blessed are those who mourn. You